this thing on. We've got to start now building a backdrop, but not to shoot our big guns yet on Dean, but just to have a painted backdrop. And wait a little bit before we shoot our big guns. But I think Carly would be a great guy if he can go out and just put in the context of the drawing on the Proxmire. Then draw it back at my guy. We're now in the process of inhibiting justice and truth and are involved in an orgy of very irresponsible press activity. And that kind of a thing that he can hint and do can be picked up would be very helpful. I think the vice president is probably less good at doing that.
Well, we can't be able to get a company, you know, to take that on. But you can talk to him privately about it. He must make up his mind. I'm just not asking.
That's right. I'll talk to him.
And
those fires are starting to kindle now. But I think we want to wait until we've seen his papers, until we decide on
it. We've got to see what he's got.
They have not even delivered the notice to the Attorney General, which they have to do. They've been on the form to do this. Now, what I have here is Bizarre's on his way over right now.
Right.
He'll meet with Chappie. And,
good.
I'm trying to move on this Italian fellow.
Really?
He's had quite a relationship with Dean. But I think he turned on him very violently some months ago.
Find out. Well, if that's the case, we may have something that's very good there.
That's right.
Ed Martin will know.
That's right. And I've got to call in to Ed on that.
Santarelli is supposed to be a brilliant name.
Everybody agrees that he's first class. He's a poor administrator, but he's a great mind and a great fighter. Good legal head. So that'll give us a first class team.
I was going to mention to you that this, I guess you call this point, wish him well, poor guy who said nothing, but he mentioned one point on executive privilege, and I want to be sure you understood it. He said that, I said to Bob, be sure, you know, we're going to have to lighten that up some, that you can't just say the conversations in the present where illegal actions are discussed and privilege and so forth. He said, you understand it. But he said, there's one thing.
presidential, or Haldeman, Ehrlichman papers.
Right.
You know, we don't want to say it.
But,
you know, in a public sense, we don't want to say that. We just aren't going to, when the issue comes up specifically and they ask for this or that, that's executive privilege. I don't think we want to make a public
statement. We don't want to make a public statement. In fact, we want a public statement to be, well, I'll be glad to testify about the meeting. You know, I'll testify about my recollections and so forth. But any of my, that's all those notes and so forth that I've made here are communications that are
just,
we at this stand on privilege. God damn it, some, that amount of privilege is going to be, I think some amount. There's no way you can get off the whole privilege hook if you turn over the whole White House.
No.
Now, let's face it. Because every time they said, well, wouldn't you do this? Wouldn't we appear before the Irving Committee and that'll solve it? And nothing has solved it. In my view, stand for some of the privilege, thank God. And let him scream about it. I don't think that's, provided your position, our position is reasonable.
That's right. All we want to do is take a, yeah, take a reasonable position, but a responsible
way. Yeah. We're giving them the men. We're letting question all the White House aides. We're letting them testify for you. And without any privilege on matters affecting this matter. And then we're going to expand that to include on any matters, any discussions with which they were privy.
Start on the first order of business. Mm-hmm. How to handle the congressional or the Senate immunity issue.
Yes. Senate immunity issue. And the Senate hearings. To get the Senate hearings, not only the immunity issue, they got to get the immunity issue, but then they got to get the lawyers for Bob and or Mitchell. Sorry, particularly Bob's lawyers and so forth. Somebody's lawyers have got to get those Senate hearings delayed. Basis of this. Another point that should be made. You should have two ways to go with that. The best way, in my opinion, is for the defendants, Bob et al., for them to take the lead and say, look, our rights will be jeopardized if these hearings go forward. Now that's the best way, and that's what ought to happen. Rather than the White House putting its shield up around it. So let's see if Garmin or somebody can get to Wilson. Or Mitchell's lawyer, and say, God damn it, you cannot do this. See what I mean?
Right.
The potential defendants.
And to a degree, justice should join that. As
the
prosecutor.
The third thing, the prosecutor should join in. He can join in. That's an insane. I say the prosecutor is a separate thing and say, as a prosecutor, having hearings might jeopardize the rights of innocent people, as well as the chances.
That's generally the way we outlined it yesterday.
Yeah.
We've just got rid of it.
That will stop him from testifying, though. The executive privilege, but that's the last resort. Now, the best way, of course, is for the Attorney General, as soon as he is confirmed, to negotiate this with the Urban Committee. That's what Peterson was talking about earlier. He should negotiate with the Urban Committee.
That's right.
Now, you see, Garland's been talking to the Urban Committee, but I don't think that Garland, we ought to have him dazzle around there with him. Do you think so?
No, I think it's...
Let's wait.
We can keep out of it until we see the other, work the other first.
Try to, those are the lines that it seems to me that should be tried. And as you say, let's get out some line cleaning up this point of, and as a matter of fact, rather than getting out a new guideline in writing and so forth and so on, I'd be inclined to soften the business about, you know, allowing conversations with the grand jury. I don't know that you have to
Nobody could have sat here and not moved to stop it.
We had to do something. We had to do something in order to stop it. You had to get a few types of people that did it. It was a tough deal, but we had to do it. My God, it was awful. Well, I mean, I guess Danny Ellsberg would come out of the National Hero Monument to build his monument to him in Harvard Square. Well, let me tell you, I've been cogitating a little about this, as you have. You finally come back always to the fundamental point, I know. But whatever this son of a bitch Dean throws, or whatever they try and place, Al, we've got a higher calling here. We've got to defend this office, and this presidency must go forward and do whatever he'd like to do.
No question.
We weren't elected to fart around this thing. We weren't elected to be obsessed with it.
That's what we're going to do, and we're going to have about another 2 weeks of hell, and then I think it's going to turn.
No, you think it might turn in 2 weeks? I doubt it. I don't mean to doubt it, but I think the hearings things are going on for months now. You know, they're going to have hearings up there when they start.
Yeah, our pictures, they're going to be at a different heat level and interest level.
Well, I'm sure it doesn't involve the president, goddamn it.
You know, it's nice weekend reading, but it's not going to dominate. It can't go on.
You know, when you really come down to it, because I know that just from reading some of the letters and wires, the media has been highly responsible in the way that it has played this up as being the biggest goddamn crisis, you know. Of course, now it is a big crisis after all. And the Attorney General, and the Director of the FBI, and 2 Trump White House aides, those are 4 big fish go. That's a big deal, right? But for Christ's sakes, now, let's face it, the fight is what they win out is a nothing.
It's a
nothing. And so on.
There was no self-aggrandizement here or in any way. These were men trying to protect the national interest.
They were thought they were working for their
country. See, that truth, that reality is going to permeate the final aspects of this. Some bum judgments, some bum calls, all in the interest of the country. That's difficult.
Anything that's worthwhile, he's put in.